The 11-member expedition called Paddle Forward has reached the halfway mark in its 10-week canoe trip down the Mississippi River. We've been in touch with one member, Martha Brummett. As we spoke, she was about to sink her teeth into a cinnamon roll made from scratch. She says two crew members mixed the ingredients inside heavy-duty Ziploc bags and then slipped the dough into their sleeping bags.
They had slept with the dough last night because they wanted it to rise. So inside of a plastic bag was the dough with the yeast, and it rose in their warm sleeping bag. And then this morning they woke up early, and on the bottom of the canoe, used it as a kitchen countertop. They spread out the dough and then put cinnamon sugar in it, rolled it up, sliced it with dental floss, and are baking it on the fire as I speak.
The campsite, south of Muscatine, Iowa, on the Illinois side. While the team was living large with fresh bakery, the weather has become a bit more erratic. The day before, snow and sleet fell.
Yes, we had a snowy paddle yesterday. It was very windy, but luckily it was a tailwind. But we wanted to make some mileage, and so we paddled just shy of around 10 miles to a lock and dam, and there was a barge up ahead of us, and we radioed in on the marine radio to the lock, letting them know that we were approaching, and asked if we could sneak in before the barge, and he said, no, you'll have to wait an hour and 45 minutes.
However, a family-owned tugboat, queued up as well, invited the crew into the warmth of their vessel.
And we stayed inside their warm place for about half an hour, and then with them we paddled over back to the lock and snuck in before another barge was approaching.
Brummett says the crew's dedication to spreading the story of the Mississippi was reinforced when members toured a water treatment plant in Moline, Illinois.
And I think it's really easy on a micro scale, whether you live on a farm or in a suburb of a city, and to not really realize how you impact the river. But when you think of it on a macro scale, we together are impacting the river in so many different ways.
Paddle Forward has now entered the second half of its voyage. In terms of the river, Brummett says its dams and locks will soon give way to a wider, deeper waterway.